Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los gachos.
Play it one step. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my right, a man whose name rhymes with just about everything, the irrepressible J-Man.
Sounds like a nice, polite crowd.
Yeah, we got a good crowd going here.
Yeah, like maybe they're ready for a recital or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Poetry, a little hail to America and its greatness.
Yeah.
We got it all going today.
Performance art.
Mm-hmm.
And we already have a few guests in the room, several guests in the room.
I know, that's nice to see.
Shout out to them.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
Let those guests know that you can go to blogtalkradio.com and register. And if you do that, then you can participate in the chat room if you like.
Mm-hmm.
It's free and easy, just like your hosts.
Exactly. As it has been for coming up on 3 years now, J-Man.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have Sue. Mm-hmm. And who else do we have in there, Matt?
We have the uber lovely Canadian, the maple leaf of my life, Jamie. Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Like
taste
her syrup. Hey, what?
Hey, now it's a little early for that. A little early for that.
And on a Sunday as well.
Exactly.
On the Lord's Day.
Well, you know, and not only that, but you know, Canadians don't behave in that manner.
Oh, yeah.
So they, you know, they don't find that kind of humor appropriate at all.
Yes.
So how's it going, Matt?
Well, not bad. Actually, not bad. And I feel awful because I don't really have anything to complain about.
Oh, no.
I know.
We're going to have to come up with some filler then.
The weather's been pretty decent. It's going to warm up this week, but...
God.
It's pretty decent right now, and the people coming through the beer mine have been, well, there's, you know, a few of them a little slow, not quite right in the head, but no rude people or anything.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know.
A whole week of, you know, no big altercations, nobody screaming at you.
No.
Nobody tossing their litter out the window. For you to pick up? God.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. What's come over the people of Bagwine?
I don't know. And I'll tell you what, I was in such a good mood, J-Man. You know, Ryan came to see me at the, that's my son, for those who don't know. He came to see me at the beer mine yesterday. He was getting ready to go to a birthday party.
Oh.
It was a collective birthday party for his uncle, his aunt, and, you know, my wife.
And, oh, yeah, her.
And we have, because they're all around the same time right here in the next couple of weeks, so they just had one big birthday party. And I was feeling so good. This guy comes through the drive-thru. He always brings us tomatoes and cucumbers. I sent Rhino home with a cucumber, and I said, give it to Mom and tell her happy birthday from me, baby.
That's so thoughtful of you.
If I had a Sharpie, I would have written my name on it. Just trying to keep the peace, trying to be nice.
Oh, yeah, just being thoughtful. Yeah. Unexpected gifts. I just enjoyed it. Cause, you know, well, actually, what you would have done, if you could have, you would have put this on the cucumber.
Yeah, I would have. Or better yet.
Yeah, but that's something.
Better yet, no. Jay. I could, if it was a huge cucumber, I could have written this little poem I saw on Facebook this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It goes like this. Somewhere, someone, somewhere dreams of your smile, and while thinking of you, thinks that life is worthwhile. So whenever you're lonely, remember, it's true. Someone, somewhere is thinking of you. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's got to make you happy.
Yeah. But Facebook, of course, I couldn't write it on the cucumber because it was more the size of me. And
it really will remind her of you then, right?
Yeah, probably will.
All right, so that's just another big birthday party that you didn't get invited to, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, and Rhino came by and, hey, I'm on my way to the birthday party that you're not invited to.
But
too bad
okay.
You don't get to go. Yeah. Yeah, in fact, when they talked about, you know, when are we going to do this? Rhino probably said, hey, Dad has Sunday off. And they're like, Saturday it is.
Exactly. We'll have steak.
You'll get the fancy wine.
No, but I'll tell you what, Jay. I wouldn't go because there's three birthdays. You know, Janet and her brother and his wife. And we would have to sit around and watch each one open each present individually. I mean, the birthday party's still going on, probably.
Probably so.
It's just like Christmas. God, I hated Christmas.
And yeah, and everybody has to act surprised and happy and pleased with their gift, you know.
And you have to pose with the picture.
You got to get the picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet they blow out each candle individually.
Oh, God, I'd probably have like 12 pieces of cake during that whole time just sitting there. Oh, good. Followed by a beer for each one.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on up here. What's going on down there in God's country?
Well, it was just an amazing week here. It was every day. It was just beautiful. The temperatures were comfortable. Humidity was real low.
Yep.
Children were playing. People were smiling and happy. Actually, school started this week.
Oh.
They start
this week around here.
Yeah, we got a week's head start on you. We're a little better educated than you are, I guess.
Well, I know you are.
But so you know, it was beautiful here. It's turned back into summer now, though. We've got 90% humidity again, and
yeah,
all that garbage.
Yeah,
a little swamp ass going on.
Yeah, it's supposed to start back up here Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. But other than that, it was a pleasant week. Nothing. Again, same thing here. No altercations. No angry discussions with anyone anywhere.
Wow. We should just call it a day then.
I know. It's just one of those weeks, man. It all came together.
Man, this won't be a good show if we're both happy.
Well, I know. You can't do poetry when you're happy, can you?
No. So someone needs to call us on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852 and, you know, tell us we're just terrible and awful human beings.
Right. Depress us a little. Man, I went to YouTube and I was watching some poetry and, man, everybody's so angry and sad and depressed and lonely.
And full of angst. Angst.
That too. Absolutely.
I love saying that word.
I did have one little kind of moment this week. I was in Walmart.
Well, you know,
and,
you ought to hold on that, because we should let Buddy Acapella introduce this whole theme today.
Okay.
Fire up Google and type in rhyme. Look, hey, it's poetry time. Yeah.
Well, if I know Buddy was going to set it all up, I would have done that earlier. But
well, you know.
But it's an excellent setup. Good job, by Buddy.
Yeah. So go ahead, Walmart.
So anyway, I was in Walmart and they had T-shirts for $3.97.
Whoa.
I know, right? So
right.
I was looking at them and thought, well, I could probably use a couple. And so I was looking through them, looking for, you know, color that would match my personality. So I settled on...
And your beautiful eyes.
Yeah, I settled on rage red and pessimistic gray. And this old man shuffles up there to the where the T-shirts are, and he's looking at them, and he's tells me he's looking for T-shirts with pockets. And I'm like, okay. You know, that's great. And he picks one up and he says, well, I guess you got to go to Penny's or Belk or a department store to get a T-shirt made out of good material. And I said, they're $4, man. You know, I mean, I know in your day, $4 bought a tuxedo, but, you know, 2013.
Give a little Laotian boy a chance, for God's sake.
Exactly. Come on, man.
He's working his little nails to the bone.
He sewed that pocket on with his hands, just, you know, manually. Come on. That's why it's in the center, not on the right side or left side.
That reminds me of a guy. I hadn't been at the beer mine that long, and this guy, he had to be 85. He came through and he asked me for a bottle of Pepsi. And I told him, back then it was like $1.40. He said, oh, I didn't understand what he said. But he hadn't been out of the house since the Carter administration.
I thought it'd be like 25 cents.
Oh, boy.
Of course, that little incident inspired me to write a poem.
Really?
A little Walmart poem.
Oh.
With Bobby Kraft on
Attention
piano.
Walmart shoppers. Everything there is cheap crap, mostly made in China. So don't fall into a trap and buy something for your vagina. They have everything you could need for your car, your kitchen, and bedrooms. But you should avoid the Christmas stampede and only go there when taking mushrooms.
See? See what I can do when I'm inspired?
You know, I didn't know you were so deep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That might have been better if I had been on mushrooms when I wrote it, but
yes.
What can you do?
Yeah. Adapt and overcome. That's all you can do.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was my highlight of the week.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Pretty much right there. And 2 weeks from today, college football, Matt.
Oh, I know.
2 weeks, that's right, 2 weeks from today, or yesterday, actually, college football, I'll be sitting there watching football from 11 a.m. till 1 a.m. 14 hours of it. Without apology.
And you know what I'll be doing?
You'll be at the beer mine.
I'll be at the beer mine listening to everyone come through going, "Go Bucks! Oh, wait! Oh, oh, ah!" Oh, God.
And oh. You'll say, "Hey, how's Notre Dame doing?" They go, "Who? We don't care."
But better yet, I do have some revenge because all these OSU fans come through and, "Hey, you got the radio on. What's the score?" To what? What was the game? What game?
What, the Reds? I'm a baseball man, buddy.
That's right. Canada defeated Norway 3-2 in curling. That's what the score is, pal.
The CFL season is over. What?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Or is it? I don't know. We'll have to ask Jamie about that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Ugh.
And then 3 weeks from today is the NFL.
Yes.
And I recommend folks out there, you can't wait until opening day to start your opening day activities. You need to prepare for them. So I recommend you guys, you know, get up on Sunday morning and start drinking today. And then again next week. And you know, that way you'll be you know, ready to go on opening day.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, right around the 1 o'clock hour, J-Man, our very own sports director, Slider Ballscock, he's got a little uplifting football poem for everyone.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
We'll look forward to that. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we have a special guest that we're going to bring on.
Yeah, right around 12:30.
America's newest American is going to be here.
Mm-hmm. Our person of the week.
Right. If you want to go over to IWSradio.com.
You can find out who that is. A man who has toiled and suffered and burned his feet across blazing sands just to become an American citizen.
That's right. He has broken every law known to man to
yes,
get there.
Yes, he has. And, J-Man, maybe you didn't know this. He was in the movie Blow.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm. Right at the beginning. So we could ask him about that.
What was he doing? Was he a drug dealer?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to ask him. We don't want to let it all out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Jeez.
And today he delivers ice. So there you go. And we're talking ice. Not diamonds. Not stolen diamonds. He delivers frozen water.
We're not, yeah. That's not a street name.
No.
It's not a designer drug or anything like that.
Nope. As far as we know, I've never looked into the back of that truck.
Oh boy, yeah. Few people have probably.
Yeah.
And Jamie wants us to know that the CFL season is still going on.
Well, of course it is because they have a longer field. Their season lasts longer.
Exactly. And she says, "Go Ticats!" Isn't that cute?
That is.
They have cute names up there.
Yeah, they got the Tiger Cats. They got the Alouettes. The Eskimos. Of course, they do have the Bombers. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That could be a little
offensive.
But they're
offensive, blue bombers. They're sad bombers, Jay. They're very sad. They're blue bombers. You know, they really need a team called the Prince Edward Islanders.
That would be, oh yeah. Yeah.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Not bad.
Or the Northwest Terrier Tories. What? Oh boy.
I'm a little disappointed they don't have a Redskins or something like that, though, to be controversial. Yeah, they're probably all Dallas Cowboy fans up there anyway.
Yeah. And I Am the Universe has come back. Oh, you know, that's pretty good. That's 2 weeks in a row, J-Man.
There we go. repeat listener right there.
Yep.
The universe, the entire universe, once again in our chat room.
You know, there was one thing this week that upset me, J-Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I compartmentalized it, but it upset me nonetheless. You know, San Diego Mayor Bob Filner.
Mm-hmm.
Under pressure, accused, allegedly, of groping people, groping women.
Uh-huh.
Well, I felt bad for the guy, so I gave him some airtime this week, and he wanted to write a little poem and maybe explain himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Hi, San Diego Mayor Bob Filner here for IWS Radio, and I have a poem for you. I call it public statement poetry. Here goes. Every woman deserves a man with a devilish smile and large, soft hands. A solid man with a heart of gold whose unbridled passion boundaries can't hold. Every woman deserves adoring care, be it atop the copier or in an office chair. So to wit, and heretofore, I'm giving myself the key to the city so I can come in every woman's back door. Thank you.
Vous écoutez, je suis avec Stupid sur les networks, PTR, eh?
Well, there you go.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know.
And a little something for Jamie there at the end.
Yeah, and, you know, if it hadn't been for the unfortunate incidents, all 16 of them, unverified, of course.
Of course.
We would have never gotten to find out what a great public speaker he is.
Uh-huh. I like how he's very
well. You know, I had a little incident. Mm-hmm. I had a little incident this week too.
Did you?
As it turns out.
Were you molested?
Well, kind of. I found out that Salman Rushdie blocked me on Twitter. Yep. This stems to a little altercation we had 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where I was giving him crap when he said that The Wire was just a police series, and I was mocking
mm-hmm.
him because his new show that he was trying to create was turned down by HBO, and he's a little touchy, so he blocked me, and I'm still blocked because he holds a grudge. And it made me angry and upset.
As it should.
I wrote a poem. I wrote a poem to Mr. Rushdie.
All
right. Bobby Kraft on piano.
Smoke Salomon. Mr. Rushdie, you thin-skinned bitch. Nobody cares that you're famous and rich, or that you're a world-famous writer, or that in bed you're a biter. You think you're so much better than me. I know that you have the brain of a flea. The Ayatollah really hated your guts. He was the only one who knew that you were fucking nuts. Everyone had to pretend Satanic Verses was brilliant and that you were strong and resilient. After the fatwa was lifted, our opinions of you soured because we realized you're just a little coward.
Mm.
Nailed him.
Yes, you did. And you know what you could have added to the end of that to Salman?
What?
Lighten up, Francis.
Could have. And shout out to Brown Beasley in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
Who thought that was funny.
Well,
all
it
right.
was.
Brown Beasley is obviously our friend. Because anybody who thinks anything we ever say is automatically becomes our friend.
Right. Well, you know what it's time for, don't you, J-Man? We're coming up on that 12:30 thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to call one of America's newest citizens.
Hell yeah.
Hello?
Luis!
Hey!
Hola!
Luis!
Nope.
You know, Luis, you need to turn your radio off. You need to turn your computer off while we're calling you. There's a delay.
I did.
Okay.
Okay.
So
how's it going, Luis?
So how's it feel to be an American?
Just like last week, same.
Oh, really?
I don't feel, yeah, no different.
You didn't get a hard-on or anything?
No. No.
You don't feel a little more privileged and a little bit better than the rest of the world now?
Yeah, I feel good for being part of this, the greatest country in the world. Yeah, I feel good.
Oh.
There we go.
So I read something that you wrote, and I was kind of taken aback by it. You're a Republican.
I've been a Republican sympathizer for the last 2 years. they were welcoming me over there after the ceremony. They were right there. The Republican Party was right there. they have people representing and shaking their hands. I was like thinking to myself, why are you guys here? You guys don't want any immigrants in here.
Well, now that you're here, though, they would like you to join their country club.
Yeah, now that I'm a citizen, yeah. Oh. Come on, vote for us.
Well, they want you to join their country club by bringing them ice. That's what they really mean.
Yeah, they were. The Red Cross was there. The Jewish Veteran Association, something was there too.
Well, I must say,
was there a representative from the Rotary Club there?
No.
Oh.
Was Westboro Baptist Church there?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well,
for people from 26 countries. 48 people from 26 countries. I mean, from
wow.
What were some of the countries?
Russia,
North Mexico, South Mexico, East Mexico. Oh.
England, Vietnam, Russia, Philippines.
Canada.
Yeah, Canada. And all over the world.
Now I read something, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I read something that your celebration dinner was chicken wings and burgers. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. It was also my birthday that day.
I know.
And Michelle bought me, like I said, a camo shirt, T-shirt, like a hunter, you know, like camouflage. And a camo wallet.
With a chain on it?
No. Bike wallet, no.
But the wallet was... Luis, the wallet was empty, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
going to
stay there.
You had a couple of...
Yeah.
You had an emergency contact card.
Utility bills. Utility bills.
Hey, Luis.
Yeah.
Congratulations, but I need to ask Michelle a question.
She's listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Michelle?
Yeah.
Now, was sex better when he was a Mexican or when he became an American?
No, but I noticed his butt was a little whiter.
Well, there you go, yeah. That makes perfect sense.
So you're saying he's becoming a little less exotic now that he's an American?
Yeah, he lost that Latin lover thing.
Not doesn't quite have the rhythm he once had, huh?
Right. For some reason, it felt more like the two-step than the salsa. You know.
Wait, hold on. I got to give Michelle one of these.
Hi-oh!
So instead of playing flamenco music, he's just planting pink flamingos in the front yard, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I've noticed he's starting to listen to more country music, too.
Oh, dear God.
Uh-oh. He's listening to little George Strait.
He likes Johnny Cash. He likes Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, well, Johnny Cash is universal. He's not really just country. He's everything.
He's the man.
Right.
He has that polka rhythm too, the Mexican music.
Got the mariachi trumpets playing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds you of home.
And then you got Folsom Prison Blues, where most Mexican Americans end up.
Now that's the American dream.
That's right.
Right there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Become a citizen and end up in a for-profit prison.
That's right.
So Michelle, do that voice that you do, the guy with the deep voice.
What, Josh?
Turner, whatever.
Josh Turner.
You know, J-Man, I find it funny that we can hear Michelle quite clearly, and Luis not so much, so...
As if he's much further away? Is that what you're implying?
Now, Luis, you know, if the marriage goes south, you can't.
Impression of the voice, Michelle.
He'd want me to do my impression of Josh Turner. He likes when I sing Josh Turner.
Well, let's hear it.
A little more than I need to know, but okay.
Yeah, kind of a kinky little thing of his.
Well, then go ahead.
But yeah, he likes it when I sing to him and I go, "Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low."
Okay. J-Man, I think this is getting out of hand.
It's only kinky when other people do it. Well,
I think he just likes when my voice gets deeper.
You never know what people are going to be into. Now that he's a citizen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got the freedom, the rights.
That's right. Joins in with the rest of Americans, getting kinky. Now, Luis, I understand from Mattman that you're installing some cameras.
Yeah.
Around the estate?
Yes.
That's kinky.
Yeah.
No, my neighbor across the street, he has cameras on every room in his house. I don't do that. It's for the outside.
What kind of community are you living in?
It's well, not a gated community, that's for sure.
You'd think he would have had the cameras up before looking for immigration to come and get him, but now he's putting up cameras. Something's wrong with that.
Yeah, now that he doesn't have to worry about INS. Yeah. But I think it's a little ironic that a guy who snuck into the country wants to have cameras up to keep an eye on other people now.
Oh, the bad people. Make sure the bad people. I'm not a warrior.
Uh-huh. Racism starts early in America.
It does. You know, he gets sworn in, he meets a couple of Republicans, and now he's got security cameras up.
Exactly.
It's the natural process.
Well, I'm sure they have a... They don't want anyone to steal the statue of the Virgin Mary in their front yard, like all Mexicans have, or the Lady of Guadalupe.
Yeah, La Virgen de Guadalupe.
Yeah, see? Next thing, J-Man, he's going to be talking about, this country should be run by Zadapa, Zapata. Land reform.
Now, the scary thing was when he was telling his buddy the other day that now he can, you know, like, run for office or something.
Oh, boy.
Be a police officer now.
Oh, God. Yeah. You can, you know, the Detroit Police Department is hiring.
What? Oh, no. I'm fine on that.
God, he'd be safer in Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Detroit PD can probably shake people down and beat them up more often than the federales down there can, even.
Yeah, and probably.
I think we make a great immigration patrol officer.
There
you go.
I couldn't do that.
He know, now he knew, you know, because he knows where to look.
Uh-huh. And he's got the cameras to do it.
That's right. That's the same reason that the Vegas casinos hire ex-card cheats to monitor their casino. They know what, you know, what's going on. They know how to spot the bad guys.
Up in Detroit, Luis, they have a lot of McDonald's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I know you love McDonald's. I know.
Well, he had to swear to love McDonald's when he got sworn in, you know.
Walmart, McDonald's.
In fact, that was one of the questions on the exam, wasn't it? What is, you know, what items do you get on a number 6 at McDonald's? You know, double cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke, right?
Well, I think there was a question
you rattled that
asked,
one off, Jay, man.
That's
I think
all
there
I ever
was
get
a question of what all comes in an egg McMuffin.
Uh-huh.
He had to list what all items are in an egg McMuffin or something like that.
Yep.
He got everything but the egg part, right?
There's the muffin.
They counted it wrong because he said huevos.
Refried beans and rice.
Well, congratulations, Luis.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, and like you were saying earlier, I did work in a movie with Johnny Depp and Penelope
yep.
Cruz. Yeah.
Oh. Did you hear that, Damien?
Yes, I did.
12 years ago? Yeah.
Yes. How was that?
What role did you play? Were you a drug dealer?
Yep. How do you know that?
Well, I like
he was Mexican number 2.
Yeah.
No,
that's not about all the stereotype, but.
Did you get to touch Penelope?
No, I did not see any of them.
I didn't see her.
Yeah. Yeah.
help your marriage out here. We... Oh.
Well, in the beginning of the movie, he jumps off the back of the truck, and then the other Mexican guy throws him a bag. It's kind of like him delivering the ice.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. He was like, yeah.
Yeah, well, distributing cocaine is, makes you qualified to be a nice man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were putting the bags in inside of a little plane, and the ice had to put inside the ice box.
All right, then.
All right.
Well, congrats, Louise. Louise.
Yep.
Well, thanks.
Can't wait to see you Monday. Running a little low on big bags.
Oh.
What did you just say? Sheesh. I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't know you.
Well,
you're an American. You got a 2-week vacation now.
My son over here wants to intervene.
He'll be there sometime between 8, noonish, maybe later.
Monday or Friday.
Yeah.
That's
way,
yeah.
That's
whenever he gets around
now.
Yeah.
I come when I come. That's what he says anymore.
That's what he tells me.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's what he tells me.
It's usually without you because he's thinking of Penelope Cruz.
Right.
Oh, Penelope.
Or Johnny Depp being.
Well, he's thinking of Penelope Cruz with a very low voice.
Singing Josh Turner.
Singing Josh Turner.
Yeah, why don't you do that one more time before we let you guys go?
Oh, the Josh Turner?
Yeah.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
I'm going to listen to that on a loop all afternoon.
Exactly. We got to put that in the intro, J-Man.
You know what? After hearing it a second time, Luis, I know exactly why you enjoy that. He's kind of getting that same feeling from it.
That's the closest to gay I've ever been. Well, you guys have a wonderful day, and thanks for taking our call.
Oh, you guys do the same.
All right. And I was really talking to Michelle, not you so much, Louise.
See you.
Enjoy your security cameras.
I will.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Luis the Iceman American.
Yep. Excellent.
Who, oh,
back.
I completely forgot. Complete. Let me do a quick check here. And, Luis is still ignoring my friend request on Facebook.
We'll have to shame him publicly on that
yeah,
one.
Exactly. Yeah, what's up with that, man? That's hurtful. Hurtful.
Maybe it's because you always typed it in as Lewis.
But it's spelled L-U-I-S, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's not a problem.
I'll tell you what, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to break
that's
that marriage up.
All right.
So, if anyone else would like to call, if you're a new immigrant, you could call on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852 or share a really bad poem with us, because it is National Bad Poetry Day.
It is. Who started that?
I don't know. You know, I could have done research on that. Well, I'll tell you what. It was. I bet Hemingway wrote a poem one day. And that's where it all started.
And somebody said, oh, I can't take this, man. Well, I kind of thought maybe they started it for Jewel.
Ooh, baby.
Who is quite the bad poet herself.
Yeah, she's a bad poet. And I want to spank her because bad poem, bad. Ugh. So, I don't know. We have a 111 number, J-Man.
That's you, isn't it?
We have a second one.
Yeah, we have a second one. Well, let's give it a try. What do you say?
Good morning.
Hello, 111. You're with Stupid.
It's your new friend, Brown Beasley.
Hey, what's up?
I can't tell you how insulted, alarmed, pissed off I am when I turn into your show and I hear that Salman Rushdie is blaspheming the wire. I'm pissed.
Oh, I don't blame you. I am too.
I am pissed. How dare he? Who
You're
does
jealous.
He think he is? You know, I actually saw him before in New York City, 1998. I was walking down the street right around Park Avenue South. He was coming from a restaurant, and I said, it looks just like Salman Rushdie, and he's not hiding. He's enjoying himself. No, he's not hiding, and I wanted to get away from him kind of quickly. I was like, you know, it's not a good guy to be around. I just thought, no, wouldn't you want to get away from him?
Oh, the whole cafe may get blown up just to get him.
Exactly.
No, he's walking down the street just as he's just chilling. But I didn't know this about him. I'm glad somebody revealed this. I'm pissed. I don't know how many. who are the Wire fans on here?
Well, me.
I mean,
I don't think Matt has seen The Wire.
No, I don't watch a lot of television.
Yeah, it's on HBO.
This isn't regular television.
No.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
When I say it's not regular television, it's not commercials. This is like some.
Yeah, but it's people on TV, and it's not me. If it was me, I would watch it.
Well, we have to go set you up with Louise and the cameras.
As long as his wife's involved, I'll be there.
Go hang out in Louise's front yard, and you'll be on TV.
There you go.
It's a little. You might have. I don't know what the rating will be on that, but no. The Wire was an incredible television show. It's an incredible experience, and you know, I used to read a blog, and it got deep into explaining things, all the different intricacies that are going on with the characters, and each one of those characters. It's taken from like a Greek tragedy, which means, you know, you have these, in all the Greek tragedies, you have characters that have these incredible traits, you know, that are able to do all kinds of fantastic things, but they all have a weakness. They all have an Achilles heel.
They all have a fatal flaw.
A fatal flaw. Okay, that's the correct term. A fatal flaw. And you saw it throughout the, you know, throughout the show.
And everybody is corrupt to a certain degree,
like
some
we all
more
are.
Than others.
Like
that everybody
we all are.
Has their, yeah.
Like we all are. None of us are, you know, are perfect like that. I mean, what they say a definition of character and integrity is, you know, what do you do when nobody's looking?
Right.
And if you're Carver and Herc, you take some of the drug money and stuff it in your bulletproof vest.
And I'm just glad that when I do whatever I do, when no one's looking, I'm glad Luis's cameras aren't around.
Well, the NSA cameras are.
Well, I don't care about them.
Huh?
Yeah, the drones are there, but you know, whatever.
You know, I have a skylight in my loft where I am here in Northern California, and I keep to myself, and I feel pretty safe. And I wonder if they're watching me sitting in my desk chair with my big fat ass. And, you know, if they're looking through this guy to look at me, I know they'll look away real quick.
No, they probably are, and they're probably saying, you know, I'm stuck here on a Sunday, and look at this dude. He's got it made.
Right, he's got it made, exactly. Exactly. In fact, I think we'll have to enjoy a little bit of medical cannabis this morning for my hiccups. That's an affliction that you can use. Where are you guys, by the way? Located. I'm in Northern California. I'm from Southern California, though. Los Angeles, to be exact.
Yeah. Well, Mattman is in the greater Dayton, Ohio area, and I'm in the greater North Central Arkansas area.
Greater North Central Arkansas area.
We're pretty cosmopolitan.
You guys are pretty funny. You seem like to have a pretty good sense of humor. And you watch The Wire, so if you watch The Wire and you study The Wire, you can't be all that bad.
That's right.
You can't be all that bad.
That kind of makes up for our flaws. which we have a few.
No.
Well, who am I to judge? Who is anyone to judge?
Exactly.
Who is anyone to judge? You know, let's live and let live.
I said that to my wife one time, and she said, "I am."
I've never had one of those. I've never had one of those, and I'm not gay. I just never saw it working out. I watched my mother and father fight like cats and dogs. God, I don't see why anybody would want. I don't see why anybody would ever want to do it. I mean, a girlfriend. You can have a girlfriend. You have a girlfriend for a year, 2 years. You can accumulate some stuff together. You know, and when you break up, you just break up. You know, it's over. Get your shit.
George Clooney.
You don't have to go to court. Yeah, George Clinton. You're right. I mean, sure, there's other examples, but I don't see why
he's my favorite.
Have the need to do that. I don't get it.
I don't need. I'll tell you what, Brown.
Uh-huh.
Do you
Probably
got a minute
Beasley.
Or
I like
two?
Beasley.
Okay,
pardon me?
Beasley. Beasley.
Mm-hmm. He just sounds
like
so much
sports?
Smarter.
Do you like sports?
No sports.
Okay. Well,
big Dodger fan.
Okay. Our sports director, Slider Ballscock, has a poem. He's got a poem for today's National Bad Poetry Day, so we can give it a listen right now.
All right. Come on.
Hi, sports fans. Slider Ballscock here. And just like Belgian poet Bobby Burns, who was also a wicked cricket player, I am full of poetry in motion today. In honor of the 2013 football season that will soon tee off, here's a poem that I wrote. And it's called, iconically enough, Football. I like football. Yes, I do. I like football. How about you? On the grass of green or turf of blue, I like football. Yes, I do. Friday night high school, Saturday college, Sunday the pros with all their football knowledge. Field goals and touchdowns, cheerleaders galore. Shaking their pom-poms, but wait, there's more. Tailgate parties, bratwurst and beer. Let's root for the home team. Let's cheer, cheer, cheer. This is Slider Ballscock, leaving it all on the field and heading for the showers. But for more IWS radio and more number one power, you stay right there for one more hour.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network, and I'm naked.
Man, he's
Slider,
quite the poet.
Man.
I like Slider Ballscock.
All do.
Yeah. And it's okay to say that because you've already... let us know that
you're not
G-A-Y.
Yeah.
Well, I understand. You know, single guy in Northern California, you have to let people know.
Well, no, you do have to kind of let people know. You know, I'm a man of my certain age, in my 40s. I don't have kids. I don't have a wife. Uh-huh. I never had a wife, never want a wife. Kids, I think, are overrated. do you hear the problems? I don't know, maybe you guys have kids. Some of the problems that your friends have with kids, I'm like, why the fuck did you do that? Didn't you, what you just pulled out? Didn't you use a rubber? This is a disaster. It's not getting any better. I don't know. I guess the joy. They're cute at times, but yeah, no, you got to let people know because people tend to assume, and you know, I don't know. I guess I'm with the gay agenda. People are people and live and let live. But
there you go.
I'm not one though. Yeah, either Slider Ballscock. That's just
the
there you
go.
Name.
That's obvious. He's a manly man.
He's a manly man.
I don't know about that. He's kind of metrosexual.
That just means he has some style and class about himself. And
he's got troubles, is what he has.
Manicures and pedicures. And again, you guys know him far better than I.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Matt knows him intimately.
Well, that's good that they're able to, you know, share
Fine.
Their innermost thoughts and feelings with each other as long as they do it without touching. But then again, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, we never touch. No, no.
And they've never showered together either.
Well, then
although
we
have once in a while given the fist hug. You know, you can't put your hand around a guy. You got to fist it. Yeah. Well, that didn't sound good, did it?
No, yeah, it was. I was about to hang up. I'm like, so you're fisting each other?
Well, can we edit this out, J-Man?
We could, but we're not going to.
Oh, hell no.
Right. Skirts, step on the brakes. Are you guys baseball fans?
Yeah.
Not really.
I'm a Cardinal fan, but that's all I'd ever watch, really.
And I'm a casual Reds fan.
Uh-huh. Do you get more into it when your team is doing well?
I don't. Not anymore, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about the same. I don't watch a whole lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't get a chance to watch it as much. You know, I'm up here like in... I've been up here for 5 years, and the air's much better, and it's not as congested. But you know, my teams are my teams, and I'm from where I'm from. But they really, really hate the Dodgers and anything Los Angeles up here. I mean, it's really, you know, it's really scary. You know, I wouldn't go to a sports bar or anything and root for my team. And I'm not a little guy, but who in the hell wants to go fight a bunch of drunks all the time? over sports.
That's why no one comes over here to my house.
Well, that's what Twitter is for, anyway.
Exactly.
Have you ever heard of T.D. Jakes, the preacher? The black
preacher?
Not
a big fan, but yes.
Down in Texas?
Yes.
Well, you know, I engage with him on Twitter. I since have canceled the account, but I engaged with him on Twitter, and he responded back like 25 times. And I was telling him, you know, I was saying, you know, how the hell do you drive a Bentley, you know, when Jesus walked everywhere?
Uh-huh.
And he has, you know, a few hundred thousand followers, so I end up engaging and fighting a lot of them. Long story short, I was telling my brother about it. I said, you know, I spoke to T.D. Jakes on Twitter, and I trolled and argued with a bunch of, you know, so-called celebrities. Someone wrote an article and put it in some online publication, and I was Player Style 101, and they described the interaction, because my brother Googled it, and they described the interaction about how disrespectful I was and how, you know, rude I was. And how, you know, dare I, you know, I also told him, you know, why don't you come out and condemn Eddie Long? You guys remember who Eddie Long is?
Yep.
He's another mega preacher down there, I think, outside of Atlanta.
Yep.
You know, mega millions, you know, give me the money preacher with the huge congregations. And
kind of like,
you know,
little boys.
Like young men was seducing them.
You're
had
in
to
my,
pay them
you're
off.
In my wheelhouse right now there.
Your wheelhouse?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a big fan of televangelists.
I mean, either. I don't like fakes and frauds and people that profit and stuff. So, you know, I was getting, you know what? Why don't you say wrong is wrong, TV? Why can't you just say this guy's a pervert and it's wrong and he should be ashamed of himself and no one should go to his church and so then you should pray for him? At any rate, so, you know, I've got my, I just wanted to let you know I've got my moments of Twitter fame as well. This guy that got blocked by Salman Rushdie, that's, you know, I can top that.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you why T.D. Jakes drives a Bentley. You want to know why?
Yeah,
because it was conditioned by something that Benny Hinn said years ago. And Benny Hinn said, where in the Bible does it say I have to drive a Honda?
Hmm.
There you go.
But Jesus walked everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course,
and
remember,
they know.
He'd have a conversion van.
Yeah, he'd drive a VW hippie bus now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Probably.
With a satellite dish on top.
Benny Hinn is the Faith Healer, right?
Yes.
You roll up there with arthritis and you're blind in one eye and you can't walk and he puts hands on you and you get the feeling and you get up and start dancing around and you can see in the eye.
That's about how it works, yeah.
Yeah, that's about how it works. I remember when Evander Holyfield was having heart problems, had heart murmurs or something like that, and he couldn't fight for a while, and he went to Benny Hinn, and Benny Hinn put his mojo on him. And Evander Holyfield gave him $250,000. $250,000 because he believed in that crap. You know, now Evander Holyfield has about 12, 14 kids, and he lost his 80,000-square-foot mansion because I guess he refinanced it. And, you know, there's not too much you can do but fight, but not too many more people. He's bankrupt. He's in financial trouble. Do you think he could get a couple of bucks back from Benny Hinn if he asked him?
I think if he went up to Benny Hinn and said, I'm going to kick your ass, cracker.
Well, you know, that's one of the great things I loved about Evander Holyfield. You know, he carried his Bible with him everywhere, including when he was having sex with the 12 baby mamas he had. He was holding it, you know, in his hand when he showed up in the Atlanta Projects where his brother was, I don't know if he was killed or if he was just shot or something bad happened to his brother. He'd made $50 million and his brother was living in the project. So that's you know what a good Christian he is.
Well, that's the way God wanted it. That's the way God wanted it. If God wanted it different, it would be different.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, speaking of reverence and men of God, IWS Radio, we have our own reverend here, the Reverend Moneymaker, and he too has contributed a poem this week.
What a great place we got here. You got Slider Balls Clock and Reverend, what's his first name, Moneymaker?
Just Reverend Moneymaker.
Okay, I got you. All right, let's hear what he's got to say.
Hallelujah, friends, and welcome, IWS listeners. This is the Reverend Moneymaker here to share a little poem I wrote one night when I couldn't sleep. Jesus Keeps Me in Line by Reverend Moneymaker. Jesus, I hate to bother you with this late hour. I can't sleep, and my mood has turned sour. I know I shouldn't let non-believers bother me, but I really want to hang them from a tree. I'm not a violent man. I don't hold in my anger like you can. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I scream at the idiot cutting me off in the ford. And then I remind myself I'm a man of God. I should only praise and laud. I have to keep my attitude positive and my words not so abrasive. People look to me for leadership. I can't act like a blood or a crip. No matter how much it burns my butt, I will learn to keep my mouth shut. Thank you, Jesus, for your help tonight. I will continue to preach what is right. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak
spread the good word through poetry. For IWS Radio, this has been the Reverend Moneymaker. God bless. You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR, IWS Radio.
That was beautiful.
I just want to say amen.
There you
let
go.
Let the church and all the listeners out there say amen.
Uh-huh.
And let you know the PayPal email address to donate to Reverend Moneymaker is...
Just address it to God's personal servant.
Sitting right here on the doorstep to heaven. And just to let you know, the larger the contribution, the quicker we'll get you into line to see St. Peter to welcome you. You know something? You know, call me. I don't know. I believe that there's a God. I believe that there's something. I don't believe it's the God that you hear about in traditional religion. But you know what I don't believe? And I just think when you're dead, you're dead. I just think that the party's over. And, you know, you're really not that important. There's billions of people here. There have been billions before you. And that when you're dead, you're dead. There's no heaven and no hell. I think it's right here on earth. You know, you see some people living in, you know, with all of the trappings and everything. You see someone living like T.D. Jakes or, you know, Benny Hinn. Then you see other people that are living, you know, a hellish existence. I just don't believe in heaven and hell after you die. I think that's the biggest crock in the world. And I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, I mean, what?
I hope there is. It'd be nice if there was a heaven, right? That'd be kind of cool.
Like, if there isn't a heaven, there's a whole lot of people I wish I should have told off.
I'll tell you what.
That doesn't mean that I want to go around being evil or I want to go, you know, since I'm never going to pay, because I believe you can also pay for your, you know, your transgressions while you're right here on Earth. But I don't know, just a thought, since it is Sunday.
I'll tell you what I think. I think, you know, Glenn Beck, not only is he a deep thinker, the man can write some prose.
Ooh, he can.
Oh, God, yes, J-Man. So let's hear what Glenn Beck has to say.
There once was a pair of blue jeans, as tough as America. They were the jeans they wore when they cleared the farm, mined the coal, worked the graveyard shift, and played the blues. These were the jeans that built America, and they were built in America. Until the company that owned the brand said Americans just can't make blue jeans anymore. So they packed it up, fired the workers, and moved to China. They thought we'd take it sitting down. I don't think so. I found the factory that made the first pair. They said, yeah, we could do that again. Build them as strong as they ever were. And these jeans, they don't take life sitting down. They won't quit. These are the last pair of jeans you'll ever need. Made from the heaviest denim, selvage quality. The kind that are so tough, the brass buttons will turn brown before they even get a hole in the knees. They're rugged, strong, just like America. And cut to fit an American. Roomy in the legs, fit around the waist. These aren't your New York skinny jeans. No, these jeans aren't for show. You wear these jeans to work. 1791, the American jean.
This is Fox and Friends Steve Doocy. And when I'm not on the curvy couch with Brian and Gretch, or not polishing the zippers on Roger Ailes' britches, I listen to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
I'm wiping away my tears, J-Man. He is so...
Oh.
He's so American.
Yeah.
I'm starting to really like this show.
If I could afford it. If I could afford it, I'd have me some of those 1791 jeans, but
well, you know, they cost $140.
I don't make Benny Hinn money, you know.
Yeah, I know. But I'll tell you what happened while that was playing. You know who came in the room, J-Man?
Hello.
Let's see.
My name is Jesse Ferg. My name is Jesse Ferg, and I'm in the chat room.
Ooh, Jesse Ferg, rock me, Jesse Ferg.
My name is Jesse Ferg.
My name is Jesse Ferg. You guys are good. My name is catchy. My name is Jesse Ferg.
Well,
my
Jesse Ferg himself is a pretty catchy guy. He's
there
in the chat room. Quick wit. Handsome man.
Yep. And loves Wyandotte popcorn.
I'm really starting to like this show. You guys seem to have a contempt and disdain for just about everyone. You got to love it. They're all full of, you know what? We see some
well,
of you.
Well, just stupid people.
In general, well, people that are not celebrities and people that are not in exalted positions that are hypocrites.
Yeah, people like Glenn Beck are, you know, they're just carnival barkers. And you got the rubes following them around. Drives us crazy.
Well,
They need to be mocked.
Like an Anthony Weiner.
Mm-hmm.
Do the jokes continue to write themselves with this dude?
We may have run out.
I mean, I
think every wiener joke has been done, so we just don't even do wiener jokes anymore.
You haven't waited till the next round of pitchers comes out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It'll be the same thing.
Well, I don't know. Is that as bad as going at being a senator and sitting in the bathroom stalls in some airport and tapping your foot and everything to let the next guy know that I'm down for some action if you are?
Yeah.
We've done that, too.
Well,
yep.
I mean,
not
personally. We've made fun of that. We haven't done that personally.
Oh, okay.
Well, speak for yourself, Matt. You don't know what I do on my free time.
Well, that's true.
I was going to say that's not illegal, but yeah, I think that is probably illegal.
Probably.
Homosexual gay sex in the bathroom at an airport, yeah. Get the TSA on your ass in a hurry, bud.
The TSA's probably the ones doing it.
Yeah, well,
right. So we had another very special poetry contribution from a good friend of ours, Miss Dixie Ozark. Yep.
Oh,
Dixie Ozark herself,
Dixie.
One of our correspondents, has chimed in with something, and she did a short yet beautiful poem for us.
Howdy, y'all. Dixie Ozark here with my bad poem for IWS Radio. My favorite things. Oh, I do love a good action movie, especially one with a car chase. Bodies dropping like flies right in front of my eyes, and blood spilled all over the place. Just because I'm a little old lady doesn't mean that I can't enjoy gore. A bloodthirsty killer in a two-hour thriller's all the excitement I get anymore.
You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR, IWS Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I'm getting close to wearing out my welcome. It's been wonderful to meet you guys and engage with you. Appreciate you let Brown Beasley signing in and sharing some of my thoughts. And
well, we appreciate you calling.
Well, I'm going to go off the line, and I wish you guys well. Slider Ballscock, love the name, Jesse Ferg, Reverend Moneymaker. You guys keep coming up with the characters. I wonder how many you really do have. keep up the good work, and we're going to support you out here.
Well, thanks.
Nice
thanks
day.
A lot, man.
Thanks,
great.
Caesar.
Talk to you later.
Fantastic. Right. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Brown Beasley, everyone. We'll give him one of these. Are you there, Matt?
I forgot that applause started with an A.
We'll also give Brown Beasley one of these, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell, in a couple of weeks, he may have his own buffer music. Who knows?
Exactly. And he said he knew when to hang up. Man, I like that. That is my favorite phrase from anyone who calls in.
All right.
All right. Well, let's try this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
In fact, well, I'd say that Brown Beasley was even better than Ed in Detroit a few weeks ago, and he was a good caller.
Yeah, he was a good caller. So
never
Brown.
Called again.
Brown's got a nice voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He should probably do his own BTR show. He sounds
he's
like he
got
could do
kind
it.
Kind of a sexy voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
He could probably stir up some controversy.
Yeah, I bet he could. Well, let's try this now.
Hey, the phone's ringing.
We're not hopeful, but it's ringing.
Hello?
Hey! Is this
Hey, what's happening?
Is this Nurse Sherry?
This is the person to whom you're speaking?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating National Bad Poetry Day.
Okay.
So do you have any bad poems you could impart to us?
Yes, I do. You know, when I was in high school, I used to receive some poetry that I wouldn't call bad, but it might apply.
It might what?
It might apply.
Oh, okay.
Some people might say it's bad. You going to read it?
No, I thought you were.
Jeez, you know what? I threw it away after I sent it to you.
You know.
Oh, it was goodness. It meant so much to her.
No, I'm just kidding. But I do have to find it.
That's okay. I got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot, Sherry.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? I don't know if you recall, there were a lot of poems that I received in high school.
I know.
But I must have given it back to you because that's the only one I could find.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's pretty nice.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Cool as the water. Melting from the winter snows. You are the girl I've been looking for. Don't know where you came from, but I can feel you coming on. You're a storm inside my soul, raging out of control. You're getting hot right now, right?
Oh, yes.
Crack the horizon, only you can split the night. My life's a mess whenever I'm alone, but I know that you will guide me. See, that doesn't even rhyme. And your love will
ruin
keep
it.
Me warm. But life will always be the calm before the storm. You've been a friend to me. You've been my life to me. Only you can keep me going. I messed up my life, but you made it right. And no matter what tomorrow brings, you'll be my tonight. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty hot.
It is so freaking hot.
That was pretty good. Is it a song lyric or did you write it?
Well, you know what? The more I read it, the more I said, this sounds like something I've heard. And it's actually taken, stolen, not completely stolen, Borrowed. From a song called Lightning by REO.
That is great. You plagiarizer.
Even I that's know. It.
No, he reimagined it.
I did. I reimagined it.
You son of a bitch.
I know.
I carried that around for 30 years thinking it was special and sincere, and it was plagiarized.
Exactly.
Oh, dear.
You son of a bitch.
Why, I tailored it to you.
Mm-hmm. That's probably, you probably gave that to me on Halloween. To catch my drift.
When you were in the Jane outfit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of bad poetry, another one came to mind, and I don't know why I have this memorized, but I think it's one of the ones that I gave to you, and I'll just do the first couple stanzas. Don't know why she is such a slut. Do you remember that one?
Do I what?
Do you remember that poem?
No.
Speaking of bad poetry?
No.
And I don't know why you gave it to me, but it was in reference to the girl that you dated prior to me, because you were so prolific, apparently. But it was, don't know why she is such a slut. Don't know why she has a chancrous butt.
Oh, my God.
Don't know why she is no good in bed. Don't know why she gives such poor head. But I do know that guys have tried, and I know that they have spread her wide.
Oh, dear God.
Well, I'll
you don't remember
what,
that?
When I get angry, I go for the jugular.
Why do you think I have to go nice to you?
Oh, my God.
But I think I gave that one to you.
I wrote that?
Yes.
Oh, I feel bad.
You should feel embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed that I still know it. I think that's a waste of my brain space.
No, actually, that's quality poetry right there.
Well,
you rhymed.
You rhymed.
I think it's pretty good. It's creative.
The meter was good.
Mm-hmm. Chancorous. Chancorous as an adjective, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and who can work a word like that into a poem?
That's what I'm saying.
Only
I like that.
Only a real wordsmith could.
Exactly. You know, mm-hmm. I will not rest until I can work in the term flying buttress into a poem.
Well, good luck with that one.
Well, Sherry, you might be in it.
Oh, great. I thought you were pretty good using Shankarish.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I was like, what, 16, 17?
Yeah, probably 17. No, probably 16.
Huh?
You're just honing your skills then.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, there's a big day tomorrow, isn't there?
That's what I'm told. It's Bill Clinton's birthday.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
That's right. It's a special day for me.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, it's also Nurse Sherry's birthday.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day. Yep. It's a bitch turning 40, but I'm going to do it.
You're going to do
big
what?
Party?
I said it's a bitch turning 40, but I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
So, you're saying that Matt was dating a 9-year-old when he wrote that poem?
No.
Yeah, the damn statute of limitations. He'd be in jail.
I'd like the record to show that Sherry is older than I am.
Yes, that's true.
Oh.
You always had a thing for older women.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't write that poem that I sent you?
Well, I did.
Play Drive from RSB Wagon?
Well, that was his handwriting.
I tweaked it. The chorus is not theirs. I wrote that for you.
Okay. I feel better then.
Your whole life's a lie now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm wondering why I carried that around for so long.
I don't know either.
Actually, I don't care. I thought it was a nice gesture.
See?
It's the thought that counts.
Exactly. Just need a little help. It was like hamburger helper, a little Oreo helper.
Exactly. He went to the time, the effort. He wrote it out by hand.
Yep.
That's right.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
And nobody since has written me any poetry.
What's that?
Nobody since has written me any poetry.
Ooh.
That's sad.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sherry. No, I'll tell you what. Since tomorrow is your birthday, and I don't have to write for the website tonight, that you can read at IWSradio.com, I am going to write you a birthday poem tonight.
Oh, score. Is it going to have flying buttress in it?
I have to now, don't I?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But let me just state that I think there's no bad poetry if the recipient likes it, or the reader.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yep. I would disagree.
The one about
because when you sent me that poem, I went, Jesus Christ, this guy sucks. But the good thing is, it was Kevin Cronin who sucks, and not me.
Oh, that does make sense.
Yeah.
That's okay. I was the dumbass for 30 years that thought it was sentimental.
Well, it was. Just because I didn't write it, you know, 60% of it, you know, it was sentimental. It was.
And I think Jay had a point. It was in your handwriting.
There you go. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's fair.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, mm-hmm. I'm going to write the Sermon on the Mount in my handwriting and say it's mine.
Yeah, I won't know the difference.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Jay, do you write poetry?
Oh, love it.
Mm-hmm. Do you write any?
Oh, I suck at it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. You had some good ones today, Jay, man.
Well, I tell you what. You know, talking about writing love poetry or love letter in poetry, our own body, Bobby Kraft, has done exactly that. He's written a poem to his favorite food item.
Oh.
So let's just hear it. Hey, everybody. Bobby Kraft here with my contribution to IWS Radio Celebration of Poetry, Ode de Fromage by Bobby Kraft. Oh, cheesy, cheesy goodness, how I love thee. I could eat cheese for each meal times three. Cheese is the best accoutrement to any meal. Chicken, pork, lamb, or veal. No meal is complete without delicious cheese. Leave it off your double burger, oh please. There's nothing more fancy than cheese and wine. Cheddar slices on crackers is just fine. Maybe add some summer sausage. Just don't bring me any cheese that is cottage. Cheddar, brie, gouda, cow or goat. Any good cheese will make your spirit float. Well, there you go, guys. I'm glad you asked me to participate in your poetry show, because I didn't even know I was a brilliant poet till I sat down and wrote this masterpiece. For IWS Radio, this has been Bobby Kraft. As always, bring in the cheese.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
There's just nothing Bobby can't do.
That was sexy.
I liked it.
Really?
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
How much?
A lot. I liked it a lot.
Well, you know, James. Well, I'll tell you what. you know, it's poetry week or bad poetry day.
Yeah.
Buddy's got a little something to say about that. A little second installment right here, baby.
Add some introspection to whatever you say. Hey, look, it's bad poetry day. Hey!
You know,
sounds
like
pretty
that.
Excited.
It is.
That was pretty good. I like that, too.
Yeah, all right. He's into it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We could just keep playing sound files and you'd like them, wouldn't you?
Oh, it'd be a great day for me. That's all I'll say about that.
Hey, J-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Has a guy on your dick played? Chimed in?
No. No, he hasn't.
Well, he's a little late because he had some troubles. So let's hear what those troubles are.
Jay, Matt Man, guy on your dick here. And I must say, in most apologetic terms, that I haven't much of a poem for you today. For you see, I'm a bit under the weather due to a night with Jack Daniels and a hooker named Heather. I lost my car keys while climbing a ladder. Anyway, I can't find my car, so what does it matter? And now I've found kippers inside my coat pocket, and my short hairs have been singed due to a faulty light socket. Heather is rousing, so now I must go. So I'll toss it back to you guys in the studio.
See?
Yeah, outstanding.
Uh-huh. And I don't think he plagiarized that one.
No.
Yeah, I hope not.
No.
That sounds pretty real to me.
If you hear that on an REO Speedwagon album, I'll be amazed.
I'll kill myself.
Well, no, you won't hear that kind of quality from REO Speedwagon.
Oh, fuck, man. Well, no, not since 1981 when they started to write things like, I can't fight this feeling. God,
yeah, I would agree with that.
Barry Richrath used to be a man. Now he's playing in the Vienna Boris Choir. Ugh.
I don't have any more bad poetry to share.
What's that?
I don't have any more bad poetry to share.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You know, Sherry, for your birthday, if you want some bad poetry, you could always listen to the Stylistics.
Ooh, back off, mister.
Hey.
Back off.
I was crazy. It was the heat. I didn't know what I was saying.
Because ironically, I was just listening to the Stylistics.
Were you really? What song?
Uh-huh. You are everything.
No. Oh. Jay, we need to cut that out.
Oof.
You are everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm singing it in falsetto.
Well, you really shouldn't.
That's right. It should be natural.
Kitty.
I could have been listening to Bread. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to play some Bread.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I want to make it with you.
Mm-hmm. That's what you should have put in your poetry in high school.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been plagiarizing.
You should have, you should have stolen some Bread instead of REO Speedwagon.
I know. That's why it never left. God,
might have got him farther.
Yeah, no. Well, actually, further. It would have gotten me
further. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, speaking of the heat, Matt.
Yes.
Our weatherman, Kirk Douglas. Has put together a little poem about the weather, since that's what he's obsessed with.
All right.
Kirk Douglas here in the IWS Radio Storm Center with my contribution to IWS Radio's poetry celebration. The Weather Wild by Kirk Douglas. Warm fronts, cold fronts, high pressure, low pressure, heavy rain, light drizzle, gale force winds, gentle breezes, tornadoes, hurricanes, cyclones, flash floods, winter weather advisories, ice storm warnings, heat waves, droughts, mostly cloudy, partly sunny. Is it hot enough for you? It's not the heat, it's the humidity. I'm freezing my balls off. The winds of November come early. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Football weather, golf weather, fishing weather, front porch sitting weather, wild weather, calm weather. I love all forms of weather. Thank you. This has been Kirk Douglas and the IWS Radio Storm Center. Be sure to keep an eye for the sky.
This is former President Richard Nixon back from the grave to remind you that failure to listen to IWS Radio would be criminal.
Hey, Jesse shared one of his original poems with us in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
Roses are red, grass is green. Why, in bed, is your mom so mean?
Well... That was good.
Okay. See, Jesse's getting into the spirit. Everybody's getting into the spirit of Bad Poetry Day.
That's good. I'll tell you what, though, Jay. You mentioned on IWSradio.com the other day that you can't trust a man who spells it, whose name is Brian, who spells it with a Y, didn't you?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Nope. I don't know if I can argue with that.
That's one of the things you learn in life, you know.
Mm-hmm. I might write a poem about it today.
You should. Mm-hmm. Post it on Facebook, share it with everybody.
Mm-hmm. You can put it on our webpage.
Sure.
I think I will, actually. I'm inspired.
That's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is kind
of. And I already know some of the words I'm going to use. I'm going to use the word crash and kiss my ass.
What? Even hotter.
It's starting to flow now. I like it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the anger building right now.
My juices are flowing in a magic way.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't
now, Sherry and listeners, we did have a submission from former Prime Minister of Israel, Ariel Sharon. So let's give a listen to his poem.
I, you know what? I mean, I'm not good at interpreting poetry, so I'm not really sure what he was talking about there.
I don't know, but it was very even.
I thought it had a good meter.
Yeah, it had good meter.
Mm-hmm.
It flows, it could flow to it, but, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who we haven't heard from yet, J-Man?
Who's that?
The poet emeritus.
Well, you know what? I was wondering when Mr. Paul Pyatt was going to wander by.
Well, you know, it is Bad Poetry Day, so we got to save him for last. He's... What was that?
Really?
Yeah.
What's that noise?
Well, I'll make a poem out of it.
You're what?
Hold on. I'm going to make a poem out of it. Are you asking me what I just did?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Now, this is riveting
radio. I'm
going to
make a poem about it because it could be really good.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of anything. Maybe you could take the reins. I'm shucking corn. So if you could think of a word that rhymes with shucking that would be good in a poem.
Fucking.
Boy, I can't think of one.
It was just too good. I couldn't let it go, but I just couldn't get it in a poem.
Uh-huh. Trucking.
But I'll quit for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. The poet emeritus of IWS Radio, Mr. Paul Pyatt.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt. Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor, Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the Folly Boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem by Byron Lord from his 2002 book, Russian Winters and Necco Wafers. Here is The Postman Never Rings Twice. I saw the mailman spryly step down the lane of my apartment complex. He paused for a moment, and then, with his rough and experienced hand, began to microsort the tender trappings of communications he was carrying. And then, woefully, in the form of a climatic banshee, a sudden gust of wind carelessly and callously kidnapped a letter from the hand of the strapping civil servant. And I wondered, was that letter intended for me? Was that carefully enveloped and well-typed-out communique Jesus himself reaching out to me? Was that piece of mail that is now reveling in the abandon of the warm currents of summer air an invitation hailing me home to the sense of self I knew so long ago? I would have asked the postman if he knew, but of course, the postman never rings twice. The Postman Never Rings Twice by Byron Lord. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, bye-bye.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
You okay, J-Man?
I'm all right. I'm okay.
Were you scurrying?
I was just taking it all in.
Of course you were.
And, Mattman, Jamie is in the queue here. She'd like to speak to the hosts. So why don't we pick up...
289, you're with Stupid, and you are...
Hi, guys.
Jamie!
How you doing?
Wonderful.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Ooh.
You know, I wanted to participate in the show, but I just couldn't figure out how to write a poem. I'm just not talented like you guys.
Well, we
so
haven't
I
figured
went on
that
Tumblr.
Out either.
Pardon?
We haven't figured that out either.
Oh, you guys are great. But I went on Tumblr and I found some bad poetry.
Really?
Seems to be a good place for it. Now, I'm not good at reciting. I'm not good at reciting poetry either, so you'll have to bear with me.
Okay,
it says, I wake up to my cats judging me. They stare blankly as if to say, is this what you had in mind for your life? If it is, you may want to consider sleeping pills or a tall bridge, because in our view, you're pathetic. Or they're hungry.
That's nice.
It just touched me.
Yeah. And that's where
heartstrings.
Yeah, that poetry comes from pain right there.
It does. What the heck is that?
Nothing.
Oh. Okay, so here's another one. This one's called The World is Going to Hell in a Handbag. And it says, and I waited gluttonously for Christ or some savior other than cheap wine and chocolate. Turns out he's in a restroom off Highway 5 pulling splinters out of his hand so he can masturbate before his cheeseburger arrives. That's
that
all I
beautiful.
Got.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Sherry, meet Jamie.
Yes.
Jamie is our favorite Canadian.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Jamie.
Now you two hug.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Right now.
No, you got to hug slowly, too.
Jamie,
oh,
you're soft.
In front of a mirror. And Jamie, tomorrow is Sherry's birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday for tomorrow, Sherry.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's going to be a good day.
Do you have any plans?
No. No, not a damn thing.
So I hear you're having corn for dinner?
Yeah.
Yummy.
I'm getting ready to make some salsa. Life is good.
Nice.
You know, Matt.
Yes.
Your wife should have included Sherry in their big birthday celebration this weekend.
Really?
That's very, very thoughtless of them not to.
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
I know.
See?
They're having like 3 birthday parties. Was I invited? No.
No.
Was my money invited? Oh, yeah, it's there.
Wait a minute. I just caught that.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Anyway.
We shouldn't have brought this up, J-Man.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Sherry
oh,
is
dear.
Not a big fan of what I do.
Oh,
go
dear.
Ahead.
You didn't go, did you?
No, I didn't go.
Okay.
Did you send a gift?
No. Well, actually, I did. This guy, Ryan, comes to the drive-thru every Saturday, and Tomato Guy, he's a big farmer, big garden. He sends me cucumbers. So I gave Rhino a cucumber, and I said, here, give this to your mom and tell her I said happy birthday. So there you go.
I hope she uses it in good health.
Mm-hmm. I hope it was a cactus.
Was it a prickly cucumber, Matt?
No, it was a most fine cucumber.
Oh, good.
I hope it busts through some cobwebs.
What'd you say, Sherry?
Nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sherry. If you're mad at me,
I did see an outbreak of moths from that direction. I was wondering what it was. I thought it was a. What's that?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
Brian needed something.
Oh, Brian with an O.
Yeah.
J-Man.
That's okay.
B-R-Y.
Oh, my God, you were such a...
Well, no, B-R-Y-O-N, that's not okay.
No.
I've never seen it spelled that way.
No, no,
Did you intend to leave the R out and make it, or remove the R and make it Byron?
It's happened many times. We call him Brion. That's true. Mm-hmm.
He should move to a chateau, because then you could call him Chateau Brion.
Oh, that is his new name starting today. That's great.
So clever.
Yeah, that's good.
No, J-Man, don't mention my wife to Sherry.
Already dead.
Yeah, well.
I know, and I have another poem brewing. I'm getting quite a list going. Mm-hmm.
In this one, you're looking for a word that rhymes with hunt, aren't you?
Something like, I'll see you next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to post somewhere? So you bring up. Sorry.
I'm sorry, James. What did you say?
I said, are you going to post them somewhere so we can read them?
What's that?
Her poems.
Oh. Yeah, you could probably read them on Paul Pyatt's site, if Paul Pyatt ever gets around to it. Paul Pyatt's a little slow.
He has a Facebook page. He just hasn't done a whole lot with it.
No,
know.
He hasn't.
Yeah. No, what's up with that?
Well.
He's just devoted to his art, and he just doesn't
exactly.
Have fun. Things, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The same reason that that Bobby Kraft hasn't tweeted a whole lot. He's just, you know, busy being awesome.
I'll have to follow Bobby on Twitter. I didn't know he was tweeting.
Yeah, well, barely is. All right.
So this has been a fun show. Lots of guests.
It hasn't been bad.
It's been all right.
It's going to be another number one show, because we're always number one.
Or at least number two.
We'll be number one tomorrow. And I'll tell you what, J-Man. I'll tell you what, J-Man and Jamie and Sherry. J-Man, next week. What is next week?
It's the season 3 finale.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
We're gonna tie it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to answer all the questions that people have had about season 3 or
and
something.
People are going to record their message for us to how much they love us.
Oh, excellent.
I'm sure they
aren't
will.
Aren't they, Jamie?
I'm going to get right on that.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that sounds great.
Right, Cherry?
Yeah.
You'll record a message, won't you, Sherry?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm formulating one already.
At least.
So, there you go.
So, anyway, we're going to have
great.
Season 3 finale. We're gonna take a trip down memory lane, and we got a few people that are already sending in their congrats. Governor Rick Perry sent one in, so we'll be ready for that next week.
Wow.
Yeah, he said he liked it. He liked Adam Carolla's podcast. He liked Doug Jones's podcast. And then he said, and I can't remember the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew he was talking about you guys, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, he was for sure.
And then we can talk about the wine company. Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah, we'll talk about the highlights and the lowlights.
Mhm.
It's gonna be awesome.
Oh,
I might have to tune in for that one.
You what?
I said I might have to tune in for that one.
Mhm.
Kind of a special event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following week starts season 4.
Hell yes.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
We have some big plans for that, but we can't reveal it yet.
No, not yet, no. Keep us in suspense.
Well, yeah.
Well, we can't reveal it, Jay, but it may be, and should I say, revealed. Yes.
Now, a few weeks ago, you guys were looking for an intern for the show, and I tried to call in to apply, because I was wondering if you guys could help me, like, get, U.S. status so I could move to the States, you know?
Well,
I didn't know if you guys, could help me out there, like, maybe,
get the old work visa.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's really great is that the appeals court ruled that that unpaid interns don't have legal protection against sexual harassment. So, so we are hiring. So we're definitely looking for interns.
Yeah. Not that we would do that, Jamie.
No.
We just we just want to keep it light around the office.
Yeah.
We know that we don't have to.
It should be a fun atmosphere. The show's fun, so.
Right.
No,
fun too.
Especially fun for us.
Yeah. and you want an intern that you know aims to please, so I definitely do that, so
yeah. Well, being Canadian and all.
Yes.
Canadians are very accommodating.
Oh yes. And always apologizing.
Uh-huh.
Right, so
well,
awesome
I'm
show.
Gonna go, and it's been a pleasure talking to you guys.
Thanks
for taking
always.
The call this time.
Nice to meet you, Jamie.
Nice talking to you, Sherry. Have a happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. Talk to you
all
guys
right.
later. Bye.
All right, Jamie.
Bye,
Rock
Jamie.
On, Jamie.
Bye, bye.
And Sherry, and anyone else in the guest room, as we're drawing out, we're actually going to be professional and take this song out with a show, or show out with a song. Talk to you later, J-Man. Thanks for talking with us, Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry.
Bye-bye, you both.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks to Beasley for calling in.
Yep.
And I am the universe in the chat room, and Ferg, and play it, Matt.
When I see my baby, what do I see? Poetry in motion.
Cherish.
I would change.